Good morning. What's up with everybody? Hope everybody doing all right. I'm doing all right now. At work, feeling real good. But other than that, this is another segment of Ray's Podcast. What it is and what it ain't. If you don't like what I gotta say, then join a debate. Now that the NBA season is over, and the draft will be coming up real soon. Can't wait to see how that's going to go, who's going to get drafted. DeAndre Ayton feel like he's going number one, but there was reports that saying that they'll get Luka for number one. So we'll see about that. And if you don't know, Luka is, he's the 18-year-old stud from overseas. He's, what, 6'5", 6'6". He's a point guard. He's very tough. Led his team to a championship, and he was MVP. But the NBA season is over, and for some reason, even though that the Warriors won the championship, you would think, like, all the focus would be on them. Like, that's what you would think. All the focus, everybody, ESPN, everybody's all talking about that, but no. The main topic is, where will LeBron James go? Now, I'm coming back onto this topic because I told you guys that I thought LeBron it's probably going to go to Houston or something, because that would be his best bet to beat the Warriors, as in to be there with James Harden and Chris Paul. We also know that DeAndre Jordan wants to reunite with Chris Paul. And Trevor Ariza is about to be going away because the Warriors are going to be trying to get him. So the best spot for him would be to go to the team that lost, well, that blew the 3-2. Well, 3-2. Against the Warriors, and the only reason why they lost was CP3. But now there was reports talking about from Gary Payton that he leaked it out, saying that LeBron James' son has enrolled into a high school in LA to be playing with Scottie Pippen's son and Kenyon Martin Jr. That's Kenyon Martin's son. So if LeBron James' son is going to high school in LA, that means it's looking like LeBron is going to the Lakers, Los Angeles Lakers. I would think it's a no-brainer. They got enough money to get him. They also got enough money to possibly get Chris Paul or to trade for Chris Paul also. But I think they can both get LeBron and Chris Paul and somehow find a way to trade. Or can, if Paul George wanted to take a low, get Paul George also. But DeMarcus Cousins also wants to, well, he wants to go anywhere right now. But we saw him want to reunite with IT, because you both know that they used to play with the Sacramento Kings with each other. And he wants to possibly go to LA because, but he wants a max contract. Now, knowing LeBron is known for taking low pay. He has been doing that all his career, taking low pay just to keep, you know, the team together or to build up a good team. Well, as in for a Miami case, to keep the pieces, as in Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade around. But I think LeBron will be going to L.A. He's going to probably take the challenge with the younger guys on the team. And the Lakers have a great team. With Lonzo Ball. Well, okay, the reason why I say the Lakers had a great team, because the Lakers were on pace to trying to make the playoffs this past season, but they had a lot of injuries. Brandon Ingram got hurt. Lonzo was out. When Lonzo was out, they lost, you know, some of those games that he was out. But when he was in, they won those games. So, you know, and he's also their point guard. Would it be a great fit for LeBron going to the Lakers? I think so. I think it could be, but it's going to be tough. Because if he goes there right now with the team that they have right now, just that team, I still don't think it's enough to beat the Warriors. But if they add Chris Paul, I don't think LeBron and Paul George will work out. I just don't think they will both work out. And there's also reports that Kevin Durant, talking about, I don't believe this, LeBron trying to get Kevin Durant to come to L.A. First of all, Kevin Durant's not going anywhere. Kevin Durant's a two-time MVP. Two times finals MVP, and he is an MVP also in the regular season. He's a scoring champion. He's a 7-foot shooter. And he just won a championship back-to-back, Drake voice. So he's not going anywhere. And also the GM from the Warriors said that he would give Kevin Durant whatever he'd like. And Draymond Green is not about to sign an extension, because next season, He's turning down his Draymond Green is turning down his extension, his contract extension, because next season, what, the money will go up, I think, $8 million more or something like that. And he'll be able, they'll be able to also keep the same core together, and he'll be getting paid more next year. So I think Kevin Durant will be staying with the Warriors. You're not going to leave after you just won back-to-back. That doesn't make any sense. Why would you leave after you just won back-to-back? Like, you, even if you just won a championship, why would you leave and you're the main superstar? That doesn't make any sense unless you're retiring. So Kevin Durant will be staying with the Warriors. And as of right now, what is looking like, LeBron James will be going to L.A. for family matters. It's a basketball family decision for him. Dwayne Wade also said it, like, it's going to be for his family. Now, I don't think his kids want to stay in Cleveland anymore. Because, you know, they did, you know, grow up really in Miami, like a city. Then they had to go back home, which is home. Not disrespecting Ohio or Cleveland, nothing like that. But, you know, L.A., Miami, Houston, like, these are all better cities and more opportunities for his children, because his son, LeBron James' son, is very talented. And he's possibly going to go D1 and possibly going to be an NBA player. You know, but he has a long career to go, but he's very talented. The Warriors parade was yesterday, and them boys was going crazy. You had Jordan Bell, Henny out. He even jumped off the bus and went into the stands and grabbed a bottle of Henny from one of the fans and started to drink it. Nick Young and JaVale McGee living their best life. This is Nick Young's first championship, and he got his shirt off. J.R. Smith 2.0, and he's bugging out. You got Curry. Everybody, you know, the veterans, they've been here before, so, like, they're celebrating, but they're not wilding like the younger guys that just got their first championship. These guys are going crazy. You got Draymond Green. He was saying that he didn't shake Tristan Thompson's hand after the finals because he said him and Tristan did not cut the same. And as you saw, he got in Tristan Thompson's head this whole finals. And Draymond trolling in, he had a shirt. Like the Arthur hand, like LeBron James and his teammates were doing this season, and had mood with three rings on his finger. He had the same amount of rings as LeBron James. So is Klay Thompson. So is Stephen Curry. They all have the same amount. And they're what? They're, if I'm not mistaken, 3-1. That's a very good record. Like I said, the Warriors are a dynasty. It's looking like right now they're looking like, you know, the favorite to win again next season, because they're trying to go after Anthony Davis, which is crazy. I don't think Anthony Davis would go there. People think LeBron's going to go to the Warriors, like Kevin Durant said. No, we can stop that right now. That's not going to happen. So, yeah, LeBron is the main topic, and the Warriors just won the championship. Now, the Warriors are not going to the White House. I don't think, even if Cleveland won, like they had said, nobody's going to go to the White House. So that's that right there. Football season is coming up. A lot of Odell is healthy. Tom Brady and them Gronk are now, well, they've been back. They're back, so you can leave those talks away from Tom Brady, you know, retiring. Football season is coming up, and I like it. I like it very much. I'm a Giants fan. We have a great team this year. We have a running back. We picked up an O-line. That's for me from talking about my team. But the Rams, you have to watch out for the Rams. The Rams did a lot in the offseason this year. A lot. And the Rams looking good. They are looking really, really good. I mean, it's a lot of good teams. You got the Eagles with their same core back. They got to figure out who's going to start. They probably put Wentz there just because of, you know, his resume, and he was going to be the MVP and all of that stuff. But he got injured, but I don't know, because Nick Foles actually was the MVP of the Super Bowl, and he beat Tom Brady. So I don't know. That's going to be very tough over there. The Cowboys, it's going to be tough for them. You got the Saints. The Saints are going to be really good. Saints are going to be really good. Yeah, they're going to be really, really good. I mean, it's a lot of good teams out there. Pittsburgh still got Big Ben back. But as of right now, it's too early to say who I would think will win in in NFL, because it's very early, but I just can't wait for it. I really can't wait for it now that the NBA is over with. But baseball is going on right now. I've been watching baseball a little bit, and the Yankees and the Red Sox are hot at the moment. And the Yankees team is very stacked, but not a lot of, well, I wouldn't say that. I don't think some of the listeners I have listen to baseball, but if you guys do, I have no problem talking about it because I am watching it. I am seeing what's going on. So that is all for today. What it is and what it ain't. If you don't like what I gotta say, then join in the debate. Copy.